questions? Have you finished?
One last thing, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I did talk with Olivia during the break, Ms. Clark, over the break, and it was my impression that this was one of the issues that was settled during our discussions, but Olivia assures me it was not, and I have no reason to believe otherwise, and so I would defer to her on that.
Did you want to?
Well, just a couple of things, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, John. Actually, we did have language that we discussed, and I agreed to come back with some alternative language, so it really has not been resolved, and I appreciate that we're taking your time to try to resolve it.
That's okay.
But I think one thing I want to clarify that John was saying is that this does not take away anything. It doesn't take away someone's pollution control tax credit. It's a prospective issue. It's really trying to get at those companies that had to be compelled to apply a pollution control device by the state or by the courts. The policy question is, should they be rewarded after having to be compelled to do that, rewarded with a tax credit? It doesn't take away something that somebody already has. It has nothing to do with a DEQ penalty matrix or the size of the penalties. But the policy issue is, do you want to reward a company that for however long refused and had to be compelled to actually construct a facility or put on a device? So that's really the issue that we're trying to get at.
Okay. Representative Carlson.
Thank you. Something that just popped in my head that I'm curious about, though, at what point in time would this enforcement order be in place? I mean, what if someone has something from way back when, or currently, at what point do they get beyond that? Did you have some sort of a time frame in mind, or is this amendment really silent on that point?
Well, I think it's, Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think it's prospective. I don't know. I'm not an enforcement person from the department that can actually tell you what the timeline is and how egregious it would have to be or how long something would be under consideration before you would actually be compelled to put the device on.
Well, let me know. It's pre-certification because it says that it may not be certified. So when what's the time for certification between completion and certification? Is it 1 year? Is that what we've got?
Currently,
yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so it wouldn't reach back any further than that because it does disqualify the facility from certification. Yeah, it's fine, Jim. But John, you were going to respond too, I thought. Pull up the three chairs.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Craven, American Electronics Association, and a party to the negotiations over the last several days. I would draw your specific attention to Section 12 as to the effective date of this new idea. It says it applies to pollution control facilities for which an application for certification is filed on or after the effective date of this 2001 Act. I'd have to ask staff, I can't remember if we have a separate effective date or is it January 1?
I think the effective date is January 1, 2002, isn't it?
Mr. Chair, no. Actually, in the bill, it is 90 days after session.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the reason I raised that, what the bill, the overall bill, A24, does, if we pass no bill this session, companies who, under current law, if they complete a facility by December 31st this year, are eligible for the existing Oregon Pollution Control Tax Credit, and the A24 amendments make sure that remains to be true. This could theoretically, for somebody who, and I've only had this for a few minutes, but this could say that for a company doing something now, under current law, and to comply with an order, and expects under current law to be finished with that facility by the end of this year, this language, I think the way I read it, could yank the current law out from under them. So it's just another concern we have, and it's not an issue that we had a chance to have a little trouble getting hold of our corporate lawyers on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock to try to run this past them. But I do have that grave concern about the effective date of this new idea. It could pull rug out from under people complying with current law.
Dexter, do you want to respond to that?
Mr. Chair, this would apply to those businesses that are currently constructing pursuant to a court order or agency order. a pollution control facility.
So for them, it creates a new disqualifier that's not under current law.
Yes, and the remedy, if the committee's desire to do that, is to change this to, in line 11, mm-hmm. something other than the effective date of this 2001 Act, like January 1, 2002 or something.
Well, or I'm thinking, looking in Section 6, we started the tearing down as with construction commenced on or after January 1, 2001. If the, would that be a way to tie this in?
You could, Mr. Chair, tie it.
Oh, except we may have
construction or installation occurring on or after January 1, 2002, which I think is at the start of the lower tier percentages, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I think just something to bear in mind is there are many orders issued by the state and by the federal government, and many of them go on to agricultural facilities, CAFOs, confined animal feedlots. And so as I read this, I mean, there's an order issued, and you either contest the order to try to save your ability to get the tax credits, or you lose your tax credits. And I think that's going to put all kinds of, especially smaller companies, in a very bad spot. Because just in saying, okay, we'll comply with the order, and we'll go along and we'll do this, we won't even fight the order. Now they're looking at, I have to fight this order, because if I don't, when I do this, I can't use the I can't use the tax credits that my competitors can use. And it just seems to put this, a lot of people that use this are small companies that are getting unilateral orders, and they'll comply with them as long as the bar isn't raised way over their heads. And this puts a terrific burden on them.
Okay. Well, another option for committee would be to just to throw this out would be to not adopt the 25s or 26s. We do in this create a task force over the interim to continue to examine issues surrounding the pollution control tax credit. And when you're talking about CAFOs and AFOs, and I don't know how these things might apply to those types of facilities and operations. I'm a little uncomfortable in trying to do this on the fly. I'll take the lead from the committee members, but that may be something to specifically charge, not in the bill necessarily, but just as a note in our work here, to specifically charge the interim group to develop some process for dealing with. I also get the sense in saying that we're not talking about a large number of applications that are out there. We're not trying to close the door on somebody in particular that we've identified a bad actor. And so except that there are lots of CAFOs out there. I understand that, but yeah, okay. I don't know, committee. I'm a little uncomfortable with proceeding, not knowing for sure how these things apply. But Representative, what do you want to say?
Are we in work session?
We are in work session.
Can I make a motion?
Timely? A motion's always in order. Actually, let me take Representative Kefouri first, though. She did have her hand up.
Olivia, was it your intention with these amendments to deal with the CAFO issue? Is that what you were?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kefouri, no.
Yeah.
So many words.
Okay. We're under a call. Representative Carlson, what's yours?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment that I appreciate the concept that's being brought forward, but I'm just not sure how it will play out in all of the different, you know, types of scenarios that you might draw, and that's why I'm a little bit reluctant to support it, and I think your idea about the task force is a valid one. I think that's a good solution.
All right. Well, we will stand in recess until the call.